I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Audible.com. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for the Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast. Now, once again, we're back here in the studio. I've cleaned up the background just a little bit more. Actually, pretty much what I did is I took all the junk that was up on those shelves and shifted them down here so they'd be behind me. What are you going to do? Anyway, I'm really going to get in here and clean up a bit. It's not probably not going to be this weekend. I've just got too much going on. All right. So anyway, the lights are better. I found that the problem is one of my bulbs is bad. So I put it over here. See, I'll hide it so you can see the shadow. Anyway, so that one is a little loose in the housing. And I don't mean the housing that it screws into, but the actual housing that is the bulb. It's one of those weird swirly bulbs. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. By the way, I also have moved my camera just a bit, so it's a little bit higher than it was last time. So maybe you won't think you're looking up my nose now. Yeah. Anyway, also I have my wireless mic. I've got the old wireless mic on. I'm just trying lots of things. You know me, I like to experiment. So we're using the Nexus 10 tablet once again. And, let's see, anything else I need to remember? Oh, yes. We are also, I forgot this last time, we are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Wanted to mention that. Okay. You know, there's all kinds of little devices I have that tinkle and make noises and things of that nature. It's quite lovely, actually. Anyway, it's my new phone, my new Optimus G Pro. Probably going to rattle your world a little bit there as I shuffle around things on the desk. But this is my Optimus G Pro, if I can get rid of the shinies there. Awesome, awesome thing. Ooh, look, it was a text message from AT&T. Thank you for calling, AT&T. Would you like to take a survey? No. Okay. Well, I wouldn't. Anyway, Michael Dell has bought back Dell Computing. Yes, he bought it back. Check this out. For $24.9 billion. Billion with a B. You know, dude, if I had 20 some odd billion dollars, I don't know if I'd be going around buying companies. I'd be doing other things. Yes, I would. Whoa! Fred is like, you know, you've been just all over the place. I'm going to get you back on track. And so he did. Thank you, Fred. Fred keeps me straight. Yes, well, he does. So anyway, Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is File Property Edit. File Property Edit is a program, a free program, that will allow you to change the file properties on any file in Windows. How cool is that? So it's quite handy. We were looking for something like that this week at work, and I did a little research and found that program. It's pretty cool. So anyway, so Geek Software of the Week for you. Yes. I feel slightly more disjointed than usual today. I think it's because I'm just doing so many things in the studio. I've got so many things going on that's changing the world. Just rattling my whole world. Anyway, Twitter has announced its IPO. Yes. Via Twitter, of course. Yes. They released this tweet. That's Leo's program. Tweet. Twitters should be twits, not tweets. But anyway, I guess they don't want to interfere with This Week in Tech. So Twitter, they said, we've confidentially submitted an S-1 to the SEC. It's like a Q4 to the DMZ. I don't know. Just making it up, as I usually do. An S-1 to the SEC for a planned IPO. How many acronyms do you need? Anyway, this tweet does not constitute an offer of any securities for sale. That's their legalese. Even Twitter has legalese. It's odd. Anyway, also, we want to talk about our sponsor. Now, let me tell you, since our last netcast, I not only signed up with Audible.com, who is, by the way, our sponsor, but I also have set up the Star Trek Probe audiobook, and I've been listening to it, and I'm telling you, it's awesome. This audiobook has James Doohan, who played Scotty in the original series. James Doohan was a man of many voices. He can do lots of different accents and voices and things. He does the reading and does all these different voices during this whole reading of this book, and it's awesome. I mean, dude, I'm enjoying it. Matter of fact, I was talking about my phone earlier. I actually have the audiobook on my phone. So right here, it comes up in Audible. And, there it is. And I can start it.
May tell us where the Origins went. All appear to have been domed, as this is. And the dome fragments appear to contain...
So basically, I can listen to the audiobook right here on my phone, which I can take with me anywhere, and I can use earplugs and listen to it, and I'm telling you, or I can plug it in to my car and listen to it in the speakers of my car while I'm driving. It's awesome. So audible.com, 1 month of Audible service is free by using this URL right here. You go to audiblepodcast.com/Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L. Do that. You can get 1 month free. Now, that's what I did here. I signed up, and for 1 month, I can listen to this audiobook. I can test it out. You kick the tires. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, this is an awesome service. So check it out. Go to that URL. Click on it. Believe me, you won't regret it. This is the coolest thing I think I've done in a long, long, long time. Highly geeky. So check it out. Now, we also want to talk about our last item here this week. I know it's been a very short netcast, but it's, you know why that is? I'll tell you why that is. I'm having to turn my tablet back on because I got so excited about Audible that I think my tablet may have run out of battery. No, there it is. Okay. We're talking about the fact, this last item, that Microsoft is desperate. Of course they are. They're doomed. At least I'm doing the best I can to make sure they're doomed. Yes. Microsoft is desperate. They're taking trade-ins. You can trade in your iPad and put the $200 gift card toward anything at all in the Microsoft online store site. Yes, so you might could buy part of a Surface tablet by turning in your iPad 2, 3, or 4S. Yeah, I'm sure you're racing out there to do that. No, maybe if you've got like an iPad 2, it's an old version, and you think, well, why not? You know, I've already bought a new one. I'll just, you know, take this into Microsoft and get the $200 gift card. But $200, I mean, what can you buy from Microsoft for $200 anyway? Office costs more than that. Surface costs more than that. You can get several mice. Just saying. But Microsoft, I'm telling you, they're on their last legs, folks. You know what I'm saying? Days are numbered. Yep. Just my opinion. But anyway, so I'll close up the old Nexus 10 here. I love my Nexus 10. Now, I know I have a friend of mine at work that says that Google is evil incarnate, that they are the devil. He doesn't understand that Microsoft is really the devil. I've said that for many years, and they're evil incarnate, the evil empire. And he, though, is actually a Microsoftie. So he believes Google's evil. I mean, Google's own catchphrase is, don't be evil. That doesn't mean they aren't. But at least they're thinking about it. The NSA, on the other hand, evil. Okay. Sorry, guys. Just kidding. Can't be too careful. Anyway, that's it for this week. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.